Well, that's RN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It may be on shaky ground, but the Iran ceasefire is holding so far. One big sticking point, Israel's ongoing attacks on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. Vice President Vance says that should not be an issue at all.
If Iran wants to let this negotiation fall apart in a conflict where they were getting hammered over Lebanon, which has nothing to do with them and which the United States never once said was part of the ceasefire, that's ultimately their choice. We think that would be dumb, but that's their choice.
The Israeli attacks in Lebanon have prompted Iran to close the Strait of Hormuz once again. President Trump is warning Iran that the U.S. military and all of its firepower remains nearby, and he's suggesting he will not hesitate to use that firepower if necessary. Following the president's White House meeting with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, the future of the U.S. relationship with the alliance remains clouded.
Since the start of the Iran war, President Trump has been angered by NATO allies for ignoring his call to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz, repeatedly saying,
"You know, I wonder whether or not NATO would ever be there for us. So this was a great test."
And questioning whether the U.S. should leave the alliance.
It's certainly something that we should think about.
He met privately with Rutte at the White House, who was expected to try to smooth things over. But afterward, Trump posted an all-caps social media post, again saying, quote, "NATO wasn't there when we needed them." Ben Thomas, Washington.
One key measure of inflation remained elevated in February before the war in Iran spiked gas prices, a sign that everyday expenses were higher even before the conflict began. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 98 points. This is SRN News. Some Christians struggle with doubt.
According to the latest poll from Lifeway Research, 25% of Protestant churchgoers in this country say that when difficult circumstances come into their lives, they find themselves sometimes questioning whether God loves them and will provide for them. 24% also say that when unexplained things happen, they typically, quote, doubt that God is involved. And about one in four also question whether God can change the lives of their non-Christian friends. Michael Harrington reporting.
Biblical stories such as Jonah and the whale would be required reading for Texas public school students under proposals that are being considered this month. Religious leaders, teachers, parents, and students spent hours Tuesday before the state education board arguing about the reading list for the state's 5.4 million kindergartners through high school seniors. The board's also considering social studies standards that have been criticized as too state-centric. This is SRN News. A search for victims underway at the scene of a deadly construction site accident in Pennsylvania.
Officials say one person is dead, two others are missing after a parking garage under construction in Philadelphia collapsed Wednesday afternoon. Mayor Sherelle Parker said part of a roof of the garage fell and triggered a progressive collapse of connected sections across all seven levels. Crews rescued three people, one who later died at a hospital. Philadelphia Fire Commissioner Jerry Thompson says the building is unstable and must be taken apart in order to search the entire structure. I'm Donna Water.
At their March policy meeting, more Federal Reserve policymakers indicated a willingness to at least consider an interest rate hike this year as higher gas prices threaten to aggravate inflation. Insight from the newly released minutes of the Fed's meeting last month. More details at SRNNews.com.